Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Lippin reporting. U.S. officials say a small group of American ground troops is heading to Syria to advise and assist in the fight against Islamic State militants. A senior Obama administration official said Friday the president authorized fewer than 50 special operations forces to deploy to northern Syria. The official says those U.S. troops will coordinate with pro-Western rebels and U.S.-led coalition forces combating the IS group. It is the first time Washington is publicly sending U.S. ground forces to Syria for an open-ended mission rather than for a specific raid. Diplomats from 17 countries plus the United Nations and European Union have begun talks in Vienna on Syria's political future. The meeting is the first of its kind because it includes Iran, a longtime ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins is in the Austrian capital, staying with other reporters at a hotel near the talks venue. She says some of the top diplomats attending the meeting spoke with reporters on Friday morning.
The French foreign minister did stop and speak to us. He said that the first step was to find ways to conduct the fight against terrorist groups in Syria in a more efficient way. He said after that, a political transition had to be organized. Shortly after he left, the German foreign minister, Steinmeier, came through our lobby. He said it would not be possible to resolve all of the issues today, but that today's meeting was an important first step.
In Syria's latest violence, a rights group says a government missile strike on a rebel-held neighborhood near Damascus killed at least 40 people. This is VOA.